And here's an example of something which is very commonly used for simulation, but not used for synthesis. For simulation, we need a complete closed world, including clock generators and events from things like switches. A reset switch also need to be generated by an artificial stimulus. So we typically use something like this, two lines here, one generating a clock, which is an infinite loop. Every 5 simulation units, the clock toggles. That's 5 nanoseconds, then 100 megahertz clock frequency. And then a power on reset is needed once and for all at the start of simulation, which could be generated by this line. These would not be accepted by a typical synthesis tool. They're not part of the synthesis standard. Next slide.